David, if you first introduce yourself for me, please.
David Bingenheimer, Global Technology Manager, Cargill Industrial Specialties.
Okay. All right. Well, David, we are here at USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. for the Biobased Stakeholders Dialogue. And you are here with FR3. So why don't you start, David, by telling me what is FR3?
FR3 is a dielectric fluid that is used in electrical transformers that is produced from soybean oil.
Okay, so what are the benefits of it?
Well, its big competitor is mineral oil, petroleum-based mineral oil, and the distinctive advantages of FR3 are, number one, environmentally, it's got the best available environmental footprint, it's non-toxic, non-hazardous, biodegradable, carbon neutral, etc. It has best-in-class fire safety capabilities. The fire point of mineral oil is 160°C. There are mineral oil fires every day. The fire point of FR3 is 360°C. There's never been a fire in an FR3 filled transformer. And the third is the way that the product works inside of the transformer with the insulating system. It extends the life of the insulating system. And or used another way, it enables additional load from the transformer, so it actually improves the performance of the transformer.
Well, how long has FR3 been on the market, and who's currently using it now?
It's been on the market for 20 years now, it's currently in over a million transformers on six continents, used. The dominant share position is in the U.S., and it's used by numerous utilities anywhere from for specific transformers all the way through their entire fleet of transformers.
Does the aging transformers, does that indicate a growing need for FR3, especially in this country?
Yeah, there is a movement or a knowledge that a number of the of transformers that are on the grid are well beyond the, you know, quote-unquote anticipated life of 30 years. So that causes people heartache and concern that that their transformers are going to fail. So number one, they want to replenish those with new transformers, or use another way, FR3 can also be used to retrofill existing transformers and hopefully preserve the remaining life of that transformer.
Well, how does an event like this help you to increase the awareness of FR3?
Certainly, it's from a vendor side. It's just, you know, it's kind of picking the brains of everybody else in terms of what's going on, how they went to market, what they're using, and then in terms of the bio-based people and the USB and what have you, it's they're being very open about tools that are available, what they support, what we can anticipate. Presentation on the sourcing activities and the mandate and how it's actually being implemented. I've been coming to these for years and been waiting for that. That was fantastic news. So,
well, obviously this is a no-brainer for a company like Cargill, and this is helping your farmers. This is helping, you know, all of your customers, right?
Yes, absolutely. It fully utilizes the Cargill supply chain, basically all the way from gathering grain, crushing it, milling it, et cetera, all the way through producing the oil, and then further processing it to an industrial product.
All right, excellent. Well, David, we appreciate learning more about FR3 here at the Biobased Stakeholders Dialogue in Washington, D.C. at the USDA headquarters. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.